What's up, Jacksonville? How are you guys today? I'm Joseph Talbert Jr. with Harvest Group Institute here at Praise 107.9, and we are joined today with Miss Tiffany
Pineda,
comedian Tiffany Pineda. She actually was at our last conference, and she did some comedy, and she blew it up, and just phenomenal woman of God, humble and very, very, very funny. And so we are going to be adding her to our show. So don't forget, guys, the segment is brought to you by Harvest Group Institute. We're a Bible-based training company, and our goal is to share with people how to have life and enjoy it. Anything that you're trying to accomplish, we can help you do it. And it doesn't matter what it is. We do a lot of life coaching, a lot of business development coaching. Don't forget about Rack City. Miss Melinda, she is actually in Savannah, Georgia, speaking at an event today. And I'm sure she's doing a fine job. And then we also brought to you by one of our newest sponsors, First Command Financial. And what these guys do, they've been partnered with us for about 5 years. And they are really good with helping you get your retirement in order. Even if it's $10 a month, $10 a week, it needs to be something. You guys hear me talk about it all the time. So First Command Financial, we'll be giving you information about those guys. And also Kids in Coats. Kids in Capes.
Yes.
Are one of our newest sponsors as well. And what they focus on is helping young people, especially in the areas of sexual abuse and things of that nature, right?
Yes.
And so their website is kidsincapesinc.org. Go and check them out if you have a heart and a love for the community and making sure the kids are safe. Partner with them, work with them, sow into them. They are a nonprofit organization doing some magnificent stuff. So that's Kids in Capes, First Command Financial, Harvest Group Institute, and Rack City Inspiration. And at the end of the day, just remember, you know, you can give us a call here. Please give us a call here, 904-296-2251. Call in and let us know what you think, what questions you might have. You can reach us at our office at 904-533-6154. And at the end of the day, guys, we're here to help you accomplish your goals. We're here to help you get what you're trying to get. And again, the name of the show right now is called Financing Your Future. And we literally, that's the idea. Mm-hmm. Tiffany, you know, people don't really pay attention to the fact that they got to retire one day.
Yes.
And I know for me, I don't want to have to get a job when I retire.
No.
You know, even any idea, you know, guys, we've always built the system that we teach on around the five places that you can be financially, being in a place of not enough. And they talked a lot about being not enough and how to get out of not enough from a biblical perspective last week. Not enough. I just don't have enough. You know that. Or having just enough. You know, you got just enough money coming in to pay the bills and nothing left over, nothing extra. And then you can be where there's abundance or extra. All the bills are paid. It's a couple bucks, left over. And that's the place that we all want to be, is having extra from how much it costs for your house to run and how much money you're bringing in.
Right.
You know, the difference between that is the profit for your household, you know. And so that's where we all want to be, is having abundance or extra. And once we get that extra, even if it's 10 bucks, we can start to build on our wealth, our riches. So we can start to deal with our generational wealth and riches. The Bible says a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. And that is so very important. And it's a serious thing. You know, you've heard me say it. My dad, he used to say all the time, man, I thought about doing something like that. And thinking about doing it, but he didn't do it. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought about, you know, getting some investments for you kids. I thought about life insurance for you kids, or for, you know, I thought about, and now, you know, he's retired with nothing, pretty much. Mm-hmm. You know, and so at the end of the day, you got to take your future, your finances, very, very serious. You can't be afraid of it. You can't be scared of it. You guys know when, you know, the Bible says that we're supposed to be, you know, good husbands, good wives, good dads, good people, good neighbors, good employees, good bosses. And yet, I don't hear many people teaching you that you're supposed to be good with your money.
No. People sing about being in the overflow, but they don't manifest the overflow.
That is awesome. And that's true. A whole lot of songs about prosperity.
The overflow, and, yes.
But if you sit down and have a conversation, jokers don't know nothing about money.
No.
And I want to get some basic concepts. Like money is a resource.
Yes.
You know, it's like water. It's like air. It's just a resource. And if you look at resource, it's the source again. Mm-hmm. You know, we know that God is our source. And so the source, again, being money, or God through money being able to infiltrate our lives and allow us to be able to get stuff mm-hmm. through trade and barter and stuff like that. And so thinking about money, it's a resource. Money is currency. And when you think about currency, first thing about currency or current is it like an ocean.
Right.
Money is supposed to go out
and it's supposed to
come back in. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to go out and come back in. Or think about current from electricity. You know, it's the conduit. It's the way energy moves. It's the way electricity gets from one place to the next. Mm-hmm. It's the current. And so money is supposed to move and flow. You know, we even say this, cash flow.
Right.
You know, we're going to be setting up a trip, guys, to where they make money.
To the Mint.
Huh?
To the Mint.
No, it's the, it's 12 districts that make money.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord, I just draw the blank. That will happen when you get older, I suppose.
Oh, okay.
But downtown, it's where they actually make money. And I went there with a group of kids. We took some kids down there, and they talked about money, like the 12 districts that make it, what gives it its value. Okay. You know how on the dollar there's letters.
Yes.
Well, those letters and numbers indicate where that money was actually created, and so you know there's money being made in California. And so on your dollar bill, if you know all the different letters, and I don't know them by heart, but you can tell where this money was made from. And you look at it, it was made in California. How did it get to Florida? That's cash flow.
Right.
It was literally created in California, however many hundreds of miles away from us, the other side of the world, basically, and it made its way from state to state to state to state into your hands when you cash your paycheck.
Right.
And when you really grasp that money is it's supposed to flow. It flows in, it flows out. Even when the they had the in 2007 and 2008, when they had the depression,
yes,
and everything went down, the housing market, I remember I said, I don't know a lot about real estate, but I do know how money works.
Right.
And I know that cash flows. So I said, and money doesn't vanish. It's not magic. It doesn't disappear. So if you're telling me that money is not here in Jacksonville, I want to know where it is. Because it didn't just cease to exist.
Exactly.
It flows. Do you see what I'm saying? And I said, I know how money works. I know what it is. I don't know real estate. But I know if this person says, I don't have it no more.
Somebody else has it.
That's the thing.
And that's who I want to be friends with.
And no, you said a mouthful. I remember saying to him, I started Harvest Group. No, I started the class part. You know, we have a class called Making Money Easy. We teach people how to generate revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happened, I started that class. Because mm-hmm. I was watching people go crazy about this depression. Oh, my right. God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No, no money. No money. No money. I said, so I started the class. I said, look, stop it. If it's not here, the question is, where did it go? Don't panic. It went somewhere. Like even the police say, you want to find the crook, follow the money.
Follow the trail.
You know, and so I was like, so that's the question. So if I was in real estate at the time, again, I don't know real estate, but if I had been in real estate and felt like, oh, my God, I lost all my house, I'm losing everything, because I know how money works, I wouldn't have panicked. I would say, okay, if it's not here with me, I need to find the people that it went to, because money doesn't disappear.
It
goes somewhere. Do you see what I'm saying? And I also know this. Anytime there's a depression, anytime money is leaving one area, we know that money is going to another area. So while all these people are going broke, there's somebody becoming wealthy. So again, I didn't trip out about the depression. I said, okay, if it's diminishing over here, I need to find the people, like you just said, where it went to and who's coming up right now, and find out what they're doing and learn what they're doing. And so when you know how money works, you don't panic.
Right.
Even with the class that we have that is called Making Money Easy, when you teach people how to generate revenue, and I tell people all the time that creativity plus influence equals money, equals revenue. You create a product, you create a system, you create a program, and you're influential enough, because influence is big, but it's telling people what to do, and they say, okay, I'll do it. So creativity plus the ability to tell somebody, now buy my stuff, equals making money.
Right.
You know, and so so that's how money, so cash flow, it flows in, it flows out. It's not supposed to stay with you. It's supposed to be able to be free to go about its business. And, you know, even from the biblical concept of money, it talks about how money talks to you.
Exactly.
It tells you that money will grow wings and fly away. You know, it'll try to make you believe lies. It says don't worship it.
No.
And so when I look at it like that, I say, okay, money is current. It comes in and it goes out. It comes in and it goes out. Even when we were growing up, what did mommy say? Is that dollar burning a hole in your pocket?
Yes.
You just got that dollar, son, and you want to go to the store and spend it. That's still true for even adults.
Yes.
They get that paycheck and it starts calling their name. Or from this perspective, I don't feel like going to work today because I don't feel good. Then the house note says, but you can't go to work. You can't stay home. You know,
right.
It's like, man, the baby is sick and I really need to stay home with the baby. And your car note says, you can't stay home. Cause
you'll be walking with the baby.
Right, you'll be walking with the baby. And so you got bills talking to you, money talking to you. It flows, it comes and goes. And it's got its own little personality. When you understand that, you realize the seriousness of mastering this money. Because if it flows and if it's current and if it's talking to me and if it wants me to worship it, it's like it has its own personality. And I'm not going to let money control me. But if you don't control money,
it will control
it
you.
It will control you, you know. And guys, I want to take a moment real quick again to say this segment is brought to you by Harvest Group Institute. We're a Bible-based training company. We help people do a lot of stuff. We help you get your business going. We help you get your business steady. We do credit restoration stuff. We have classes that teach you how to start your business. We have classes that teach you how to generate income. We do a lot of business coaching, a lot of finance coaching. We do a whole lot of personal life coaching as well. Give us a call at the office, 904-533-6154, or go to our website, harvestgroupinstitute.com. And don't forget about Rack City Inspiration. Go look them up. You got any books you want written? You got any ideas you want to come to pass? She can get it done for you, Rack City Inspiration. And don't forget our new sponsor, First Command Financial. If you really, because what Harvest Group Institute, we help you strategize your current money situation, and then we pass you off when you're ready to First Command Financial, who helps you get your retirement done, your life insurance, the IRAs and stuff like that. And so they do an amazing job. The guy that's been working with our company for the past 6 years, his name is Nick Poe. So look up First Command Financial, give him a call. And Nick Poe is our guy, amazing dude. As soon as he knew what we were doing, these seminars, even 5 years ago, immediately he said, I want to be a participant in what's happening. And he has been helping fund our endeavors to help the community. And his company, they have helped hundreds and hundreds of people that's come through our seminars. And they have. Wonderful. And they work with you for free. So that's First Command Financial. And then Kids in CAPE Incorporated. They love children. They love children's safety. I don't know if you guys realize this, but there's a lot of sexual abuse, a lot of physical abuse. I just learned a little bit more information about drug sex trafficking for young people. And this organization is fierce about making sure that these kids are safe and they're kept safe and protected. And if you have a heart for young people and you want to do something, sow into the community. You talk about making money, you got to be sowing somewhere too. Sowing your money, sowing your time. They can use either one. Go to their website, kidsincapeinc.org.
Yes.
And they would love to have you. We appreciate them helping us out as we endeavor to continue to be a blessing to you guys. Also, if this show has been a blessing to you, We need you to sow into us in this ministry as well. We're looking to go into an hour. We want to do more stuff for the community. So if you want to sow into this show, into Harvest Group Institute, and you have Cash App. If you don't have Cash App, you need to get Cash App. $Harvest Group is our Cash App. $Harvest Group is our Cash App. And you'll see the our logo. It's a diamond that says Harvest Group Institute. So that's $Cash App. Any donation would help. We appreciate it. And even, you know, having Cash App, I'll give them a shout out real quick. Cash App is really cool.
It is.
My son is in college, and he will Cash App me in a minute. You know, my godson is in, he don't even call and say, hey, all I get is a Cash App. But I'm thinking, oh, somebody sold into the ministry. I look down. No,
it's
they
a
didn't
request.
Sell, it's a request. Like, God, Dad, $15 for a haircut. You know, and I'm like, you got me bent, bro. But anyways, Cash App, guys, $Harvest Group. And it's a blessing sowing to us, please, so we can continue to grow and do what we're doing. And don't forget, even about Miss Tiffany
Pineda.
I'm learning her last name. But yeah, she's a comedian, very, very funny comedian. Right now she's writing her book. And she'll be joining us on the radio every Saturday. And also we're going to be doing a show for her comedy special. And when that stuff comes up, like, look her up on Facebook, Tiffany Pineda. She's very, very funny, you know, and just keep an eye out for what she's going to be doing in a little while. So anyways, what was I talking about?
We were talking about planting seed for the future. Yeah, you can't just use the mindset of I'm going to go lay oil on this car at the dealership. Mm-hmm. And that's how I'm going to take possession of it. There's a flow to the money, and it can't be a fear-based flow.
And it definitely can't be a fear blessed flow. Right. And so, yeah, and I would say, so because money has like its own personality, mm-hmm. if you don't control your money will control you.
Yes, it will.
You will dance to the tune of finances. You will be scared to take off. You will be trying to buy stuff you can't afford. You will make it, you know, and that's just what money does. And so it is so very important for you as Christian people to master your finances. Right. Learn about money. Learn about investing. Don't be afraid. The Bible, you know, even when you said this, really cool, you said find out where the money went so you can be friends with those guys. There's a verse in the Bible that says making friends with unrighteous mammon for the day of adversity. And I remember when my company went, my company took a hard dive 2 years ago. I lost like $10,000 a month in revenue.
Wow.
I was devastated. They came and took my truck. I was even more devastated.
Yes. And you were walking with the baby.
I was walking with the baby, right. And what happened was I had friends. And at this time, one of my good friends, he's passed away since, but his name is Wes Savage. And he gave me $30,000. He had $30,000 to invest into the business so we could thrive, you know, take it back to its, you know, its
previous
great
level.
Yeah. And, so because I had, and I don't, he wasn't a Christian guy. He was a nice guy. He was a good
dude. His money was still green.
His money was still green. It's still spent, you know. And so I'm a big proponent for you got to be friends with people with money, and not just to get their money, but yeah, you got to have friends with you know, get the Bible says make friends with unrighteous men for the day of adversity. Hard times are coming.
Yeah.
You know, and even when you start your business, it's like this. People ask me all the time, I want to make six figures. That's what everybody's talking about. I want to make six figures. Oh, and don't forget to call us, y'all. 296-2251. And you know what I always say? I don't think we know everything. We know some things. If you want to call us and ask questions, we can answer them. Or if you want to call us and say, yeah, I don't know what y'all are talking about, you can call us and say that too. We don't care. But yeah, when you know, if you start a business and people say, I want to make six figures, I want to make a six figure income. And I said, dude, it's not that hard. And they're like, what do you mean it's not that hard? I said, it's not that hard to make six figures. And then we help people do this. And I was like, do you know 100 people? And they're like, yeah, I know 100 people, at least 100 people. I said, yes, you got that many people on your cell phone.
Exactly.
I said, okay, get 100 people inside of a 365 day period, get 100 people to give you $1,000. I said, it's that simple. They're like, wow, when you put it like that, it's kind of simple. I said, yeah, it is kind of simple. If you know 100 people, get 100 people in a 365-day period to give you $1,000, and you've made six figures that year. I said, the question, though, is this. The 100 people that you know, do they have $1,000?
If they don't do Starbucks, they will have it.
If every single day.
Redirect the Starbucks fund.
Right. Starbucks and clothing and yes. cheeseburgers and all that stuff. And they say, well, yeah, the people I know, they broke. I said, and that's a problem. Right. Why are your friends broke? You know that from a biblical perspective, you become who you hang around. You know, you are a byproduct of your environment. And so when I realized that the people in my life were all broke, all scared of money, they didn't know about money, they didn't want to talk about money, they avoided money, they begged for money, they complained about stuff being expensive, they would drive 9 miles out of the way to save 2 cents on a gallon of gas. And so the way they saw money was sowing into their own poverty. And so if the people in my life don't have an extra $1,000, then how would I ever have an extra $1,000? You know what I'm saying? I won't. And so, yeah, you got 100 people asking for $1,000, but they got to have $1,000. You need to change the circle you're in. And I'm not knocking people that don't have. What I am saying is if you don't have, you got to realize that's not cool. Right. It's not okay. And I don't hang around people who are negative in general. But I definitely don't hang around people who are negative financially. Because if money is running your life, I can't let some of that spill over to me. There's times when I know I don't have enough and I don't need to hear you complaining about money. There's times when I'm trying to overcome financial difficulty and I don't need you in my ear talking about how hard it is. You know what I'm saying? And so again, guys, real quick, this segment is brought to you by Harvest Group Institute. Give us a call at our office, 904-533-6154. Rack City Inspiration, First Command Financial, Mr. Nick Poe, and Kids in Capes Incorporated. They keep kids protected and safe. Go to their website, kidsincapesinc.org. And don't forget to keep a look out for Miss Tiffany Pineda. Yeah, boy, I said it. keep a look out for Miss Tiffany Pineda and things that she's going to be doing. Don't forget, call us up here at the office, 904-296-2251. We want to hear from you. Don't be afraid to ask questions. And that's another thing, too, Tiffany, that people know they're broke. Yeah. They know their state of unhappy and unrest financially. And yet they won't call. No. They won't ask for help. And I know sometimes you don't have anybody to ask for help. If everybody around you is broke, who do you ask for help? You know, if I got, and this is the interesting thing, like if somebody gave me an extra 10 grand, I can't call my dad and say, what do I do with this money?
No.
He doesn't know. You know, thank God that at this point in my life, I have friends that I can call and say, hey, dude, I got 10 grand. Where can I put it? What's popping right now? What's yielding the highest dividends right now? What's going on? And I have friends that I can call. But if you have friends in your life that don't know, then the reality is you're going to stay where you are. Mm-hmm. And another thing, when I say people want to make a lot of money, they want to make six figures, they want to do all this stuff, I say, how many people do you hang around that make six figures? Because again, you become who you hang around. And if you don't hang around people that are where you are, or where you want to be, then how are you going to get there? I tell people all the time, in my circle, I drive the smallest car. I am the one with the least amount of money. I live in the smallest house in my circle. Why? I prefer to be the worst of the best than the best of the worst. We got a caller here. Good morning. How are you?
All is well. This is Nashawn Nix.
What's up, Nashawn? How are you, man? You called before. We appreciate you.
Yes, I love your show. I love the financial literacy, the financial education. And coming from someone that had very humble beginnings, one of my question for you all is, how do you help someone who is emotionally attached to money? Because obviously, like, their temperament changes based on their financial situation.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people that when they're broke, please hear me clear on this, they become desperate. And because of that emotional association to money, they sometimes compromise their character, their integrity, their pride, and maybe even their freedom.
Absolutely. So, absolutely. There's two parts to that, I would say. My spiritual dad taught me many years ago as I was learning to navigate finances. He said, son, you can't, your countenance can't rise and fall with money. When you have money, you can't run around like you on top of the world. And when you don't have money, now you're down, depressed, and out. You know what I'm saying? And to not be emotionally tied to money, it's a, I won't say it's a challenge in that it's hard and can't be done, but it's got to be something that you want. You don't, I like I don't want money to control me. So when I find myself moving at the money, when I find myself happy because I got it or sad because I don't, when I find myself having thoughts I shouldn't have out of desperation, I have to take a personal responsibility and say, I'm not going to let money control me like this. And it's interesting that you said desperation. I was just talking to a friend of mine yesterday, and desperate people, their mind is set on self-preservation. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so when you find yourself desperate for money and all you see is to preserve yourself, that's when you start making poor choices financially. Like you say, you trade your freedom for it. I had a seminar one time and I had a gentleman come on and teach. He says how to make six figures and not lose your family. So it's not just trading your freedom for it sometimes. I've watched people trade their families for it. I've watched them trade relationships with their children for money. Watched them trade relationships with their wife for money. They didn't know that they were doing it at the time, but that's exactly what they were doing. You know what I'm saying? And again, it's all about financial literacy. It's being able to plug in somewhere and say, can you show me the proper stance for finances? Money is just a resource. Even though it's just a resource, I shouldn't be desperate without it, but it's a resource. I absolutely need it. You know what I'm saying?
It is a necessity.
It's a 100% necessity. So the answer to that, Nishan, is financial literacy. You're not emotional and fearful about things you really understand. It's when you don't understand stuff where your emotions take over, your fear takes over, your desperation, your self-preservation takes over, poor choices takes over when you don't understand a thing. It's easy to make the right choice when you know what you're dealing with, you know?
Exactly. And Joseph, if I can interject, Nishan, is this a change that you want to see for them, or have they identified the fact that they need to make this change? Because if this is something you want for them, but they haven't identified it, then that's a different question.
Yeah. And so that's what I would say, Nishan. Is to continue to posture yourself in a way and for the people to posture themselves in a way to realize that they need financial literacy. And I'm not just talking about budgeting. People need to understand how money works, understand what it is, understand how it flows, where it goes, where it comes from, where it came from in our country, how it's used globally. If you understand a thing, then you're not emotionally moved by it. Does that make sense to you?
Definitely, 100%.
So,
and like I said, one of the things that I'm a social service coordinator for Hollybrook Homes and Apartments.
Yeah,
and I work very diligently to help with urban revitalization, mm-hmm. To where we're able to shift the narrative and dynamics in some of our most impoverished communities,
right?
And I believe it's an all hands on deck effort. And with what you're doing with the Harvest Institute, if we're able to polarize it to where, like, you know, communities are plugged into your system, I can definitely see how it will help us move our urban sector forward.
No, that's what's up, you know? Nishan. We're gonna have to shorten the call real quick.
Thank you.
I appreciate you calling.
I'm gonna speak to what you
just said, and then we're gonna have to close it out. So God bless you, brother. Let's try to connect.
Yes, sir.
Bye bye. So, you know, even what he just said as far as the Hollybrook Homes and the community and the stuff like that. One of the things I ask any group that I'm in front of when I'm doing stuff, especially finance seminars, I simply say this: who wants to get the money game out of the way? Mm-hmm. Who wants to get to a place where their finances are not controlling them, but they're controlling their finances? And of course, 80% of the room raises their hand. Exactly. And so at that point, my answer at that point is, okay, the way to do that is we got to get you financially literate. We got to teach you about money, how it works, where it goes. And so that's what all of our classes are for. That's what our workshops and seminars are for. And so I would love to work with you, Nishan, or any other community out there, any church out there. We can come out and we can strategize. We can create programs. We can give you some of our material and help you, even with your organization, take the members and show them how to deal with money.
Exactly.
They're not afraid to sow. They're not afraid to do what they need to do. They're not afraid to invest. But anyways, guys, one last time. You know, we're brought to you by Harvest Group Institute. go to our website, harvestgroupinstitute.com. Give us a call at 904-533-6154. Don't forget about Rack City Inspiration. If you got any literature, material, books, any ideas you want to get out of your head and onto paper, she can get it done. First Command Financial, they can take you and help you create the strategies for your generational wealth and riches. And Capes and Kids, they protect children from sexual abuse, physical abuse. Work with them. Go to their website, kidsandcapesinc.org. And again, don't forget about Miss Tiffany Pineda and her upcoming things. We appreciate y'all's time and attention. God bless you. We love you. And drive fast and take chances.
Amen.
This has been Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. here every Saturday morning at 10 with financial tips for you and your family, and all based on biblical principles. Contact Joseph for more information at 554-0946, 554-0946, and join him every Saturday morning right here on Praise 107.9.